T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
Bruce South Windsor, we have just a minute now if you want to jump in.
Yeah, sure, Todd. Real quick, as you know, I'm into guns. I've been trained for years, multiple different locations. I was always taught within 21 feet, a man with a knife can get to you before you can pull your firearm and defend yourself. And that's FBI statistics. And I think, I said I have to prove it, but I think they just raised it to 30 in the last couple of years, someone within 30 feet. So that cop, Trooper North, to your last call point, I think he had every right to fire and shoot that person. He was too close and his other partner was in danger.
Well, what if you're already aiming the gun and the person with the knife is sitting in a car, so he's kind of restricted in his movements?
They can reach you quick. They can reach you quick. The statistics on it, the YouTube videos, a man with a knife is very dangerous.
Well, thank you for giving us that bit of information. That's helpful. Appreciate it,
thank
Bruce.
You. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you. 860-522-9842. I imagine that anybody who's looking to attack you would not need a lot of time to get to you. 860-522-9842. Mark Christopher, BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. What's going on the roads?
Listen to the Todd Feinberg Show on the free Odyssey app. Download and like WTIC and follow Todd Feinberg today.
All right, we've got rants all queued up. We've got calls all queued up. Let's start with the callers, yeah. Mike in Plainville. Hi, Mike.
I'll tell you what, I forgot today was the big jackpot, but I stood behind a guy at the store before I came into work, and he bought, 5 minutes, he bought all Powerball tickets. For
how
five
many?
5 minutes. That machine, I don't know how many, but that machine spit out tickets for 5 minutes.
Oh, for 5 minutes. Did he give one to you?
No. Here's the thing in Connecticut. If you win a big, your name is going to be all over the place. Your face, probably, your picture.
Do they require it? Are you locked in? You have to go along with that?
Yeah, I mean, they can, there's no law saying the state can't publicize who wins the Powerball or a big jackpot.
Well,
it's
that's
out there,
too bad.
Whether you like it or not.
Yeah, that's not good.
What I would do is I got a couple of high school friends that would help me out. I would have them turn in the ticket. If they're willing to take some publicity, some heat.
Oh, and you throw them a few bucks.
I throw them a lot because I trust them.
Yeah.
You know, that best high school friend you had, you still trust them if they're still around. You can rely on them. Anywhere.
You trust your high school friend not to turn in your $1 billion ticket and decide it was his. Suddenly
because,
have a little loss of memory.
The nightmare. No, it'd be a nightmare for the winners. It's going to be because whatever state, some states don't publicize the winner. Some do. Connecticut, well, we're behind in the times. You know that, the state government. They don't care.
Well, there's also, you know, they have a big incentive to want to use your face for marketing reasons because it's got power for them. Don in East Hartford. Hi, Don.
Good afternoon, Todd. I'm just calling to agree with your last guest with that police shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Everything he said, I totally agree with. Which brings me to my point. Last week, when you were discussing that topic, you came off to me as if you supported the police and you didn't say anything wrong with what that police did. I was listening to you last week and I was really disappointed that you didn't come out and say, well, that, you know, that ruling wasn't a fair ruling. You didn't, you took side with the state police as if.
Well, it, but it, you know, these things are not black and white things. They are, there's truth in both sides. And so you can find a sympathetic situation on the part of the citizen, and you can also have a sympathetic situation for the police officer. Like, they're not all demons or anything.
Somebody called you last week and reminded you that, I think it might be, I don't remember who it was, but it's one of your regular callers. And he said the guy was going nowhere because his car was boxed in by two other police cars. It couldn't move. The door, it was inside the car with the windows up. The video show you when the policeman broke the glass. The guy was still in the car. He didn't come out. You broke the glass and then shot him.
Yes.
I was really disappointed when you sounded as if you were sympathetic to the cop. And not what? What he did. What, you know, your last caller, your last guest, man, he was brilliant. When I heard him, I sat here and I was listening to him, and you didn't say anything either. You just sat there and he was laying it out, and you didn't say yay or nay.
Are you talking with Chris Powell just now?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
I didn't. Yes, yeah.
You didn't say yeah. You didn't say.
No, that was just in the last 2 minutes, and I didn't have time to debate it with him. But it would have been fun to do. Thank you, Don, for sharing your opinion. We've got Fred in New Britain. Hello, Fred.
Hi. How are you? Listen, the gentleman who just called. I know he thinks that you have to report your name still in Connecticut, but you do not. They have recently changed that, so you can be anonymous.
Good.
They realized that. The problems that it was causing for people. So if you win tonight, you don't have to give your name, which is
well
great. And the other gentleman who called and mentioned that he would spread it out over the 30 years, it's not 20 anymore, it's 30. Not a good idea. The smart accountant will tell you to take the money now, lump sum it, because 30 years from now your dollar value is not going to be the same today. So, you know, that it is what it is. But
so you're saying you want the cash now so you can invest it and get the
now.
Growth yes. through the inflation that's going on.
That's correct. You get your 6% return now. You don't even have to touch the $400 million the rest of your life. So, or any other generational life that you have, great-great-grandchildren, they won't even have to touch that principal. But you take that lump sum now and you don't spread it out over 30 years, because 30 years from now, $1 million will probably be $100,000. So that's, you know, not a good plan.
Fred, how much are you spending on the lottery this week?
I just spent $20.
That's not bad.
No, 5 tickets, $3 a ticket. And you definitely want to take that extra $1 Powerball play. A friend of mine and his two brothers hit last year for $250,000, but they hit that power play, which I think was a 3. So they added on an additional $750,000 because they played that extra. Yeah, because they played one extra dollar, they won, you know, $750,000 more. So it's you definitely want to play that extra dollar.
Yeah,
I know
those
it sounds
are
like they're ripping you off, but no, it's not a ripoff.
All right. Thank you for that, Fred. I learned a lot about the lottery just now. We'll take more phone calls in a minute. I've got to play a couple rants, though, okay?
Hey, Todd, just a thought. The police are now personally responsible for their actions. That's the new rule, isn't it? For the things that they do. Well, that means they're personally responsible for the things that they don't do and all the offenses that they see and don't take care of. There might be some way here to get these people to start doing what they're supposed to be doing and taking care of the traffic violations and everything else that they just magically don't acknowledge. Goodbye.
Yeah, but who's gonna make the cops start doing their jobs? You know, like the political class doesn't want to point the cameras in the direction of the people they can't control.
The state of Connecticut is considering getting EV cars for state employees. But here's something to consider, and honestly, I don't think a lot of people think about this. If you have an EV, you are not contributing to the gas taxes for obvious reasons. But yet your car, your EV, is using the roads, the highways, the bridges, but are not contributing to any of the money needed for upkeeping and repairs. And remember, EV cars and trucks weigh much more than normal cars and trucks, so they are adding more wear and tear on our highways and bridges.
Yeah, have no fear. They are coming for more money. They will charge every other kind of tax they can think of with great glee. That was one of the justifications 4 years ago for tolls, remember? When Jolly Ned spent the first year in office trying to steal another $1 billion a year from taxpayers by putting in tolls, and part of that was restricting your access to certain parts of town using the tolls and having those tolls go up and down based on the time of day. How about that? We'll play some more rants coming up. Let's grab another call. We got Tim in Hamden. Hi, Tim.
Well, hi, Todd. It's an election year, isn't it?
It might be. Why?
Okay. I just forwarded you an email. You're talking about journalism. There's an event tomorrow for Chris Murphy. It's being sponsored by all sorts of industry groups, CT Mirror, a special conversation with Chris Murphy. So you should buy your tickets, you know, to hear the good politician tell you all about it, about everything. And let's see, Eversource, the Connecticut Business and Industry Association, all sorts of people are sponsoring this event, you know, tomorrow, and you can watch it online if you want to.
Wait, the Mark Twain House and Museum is one of the sponsors. Mark Twain would be throwing out the greatest jokes.
It's amazing. And all these people, you know, the Indian casinos, all sorts of people, some of which, by the way, have probably some business in front of the U.S. Senate eventually. But I don't know. I thought we had some things called debates. People could, maybe a politician could come on your another show and people could call in and ask questions. I didn't know we had to buy tickets and line up like little puppies and say, please tell us, Mr. Politician, what are you going to do for us with all good, you know, is the Republican and Green Party candidates going to be invited on the same forum? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. So we've got politicians with millions of dollars of war chest, you know, need to have corporate sponsors. It's just wonderful to get out there. Finally, last thing about Ms. McDaniel.
Yeah.
When you go around telling everybody that the election was stolen and you telling people that everybody at the January 6th, including those with violence, should be pardoned. Oh, wait, now you're backtracking against that. Even the Republicans on MSNBC, NBC are starting to say, hey, wait a minute. You lied to us so badly before, and our town, you know, D.C., was hurt by this, and now we're going to pay you $300,000 to be another shill person up there. As far as I'm concerned, you can take all those politicians with connections to political parties and throw them off and just get actual journalists and other people up there and debate the issues. Doesn't that make a little more sense than just all these, secondhand liars coming up and telling us what to believe?
Tim, thank you so much, sir. 860-522-9842.
Hey, Todd. Ed from Rocky Hill. So apparently a bunch of cars were broken into via people throwing rocks into windows to get into the cars. And the suspects were spotted, but they could not be pursued because it was, quote, a property crime. I don't really get that. You can't pursue them because it's a property crime? Really? Whatever.
860-522-9842. Yeah, we take phone calls, live phone calls as well. Dave in Brantford. Hi, Dave.
Yeah, how you doing, Todd? I want to give props to Fred, the poet, who called a couple hours ago.
Yes.
For the cleverest double entendre I've heard in a long time.
Which one?
A viral load. an epidemiologist term for the amount of circulating contagious disease and a viral load. Think crap when
yes.
hear that expression. I thought that was brilliant. That was great. And a little bit of politics. I've seen William Tong commercials on TV, and they cut one for the radio that I heard on your station over the weekend where he's warning about the evils of cannabis gummies and edibles. He's just using the perks of office to get his face in front of me at my expense to promote himself to be reelected. That is despicable. I call it vote rigging. It is despicable.
That is one of their dreams. They love
that. The perks of office. The perks of office.
Exactly.
Maritza Bonds did the same thing when she was running, you know, to be Secretary of State. She used COVID money to tell you to get a vaccine, but half the commercial was her face on the screen with her yabbering. That was a campaign commercial. It's detestable when they do it.
I'm
all set. Thank you.
They're good at detestable, though, Dave. That's their specialty. Come on, man.
Oh, come all ye illegals, our Texas borders open. When you turn 18, make sure you vote for Democrats. How's that?
Hey, John. You're welcome to be here and talk with us on WTIC.
Hey, Todd, how are you? Listen, the recent shooting of that teenager in New Haven, I believe that the state trooper is innocent of shooting him, but I would have fired him because he had a hot hand. And when the witnesses are all police, what do you think they're going to do, talk against him? They're going to talk for him. It's like if you get into an auto accident and you have three witnesses in the car, you can't bring those witnesses into your argument with the state because they don't allow it. I mean, why didn't the other officers take their guns out and fire? Seven shots is an awful lot. I think he just has a hot hand, and I would have fired him. That's about it.
But you don't think he's culpable in a crime?
No, because he didn't intend to murder the guy or shoot him. He just reacted based on adrenaline in his body. And if he would have been a seasoned officer like 40, 45, he might have held back because the guy was sitting down. I don't think there's a threat to any officer if the guy's sitting down and they kept yelling, get out of the car, get out of the car.
But if that's your argument, then he's got a responsibility to be able to control himself and not act on adrenaline.
And that responsibility would be met with firing the police officer. Internal review should do that.
Got it.
But as I stated earlier, you know, they back one another. So naturally, the witnesses were all officers, and that's the result.
Shouldn't police officers who are employees of the people, essentially, shouldn't they tell the truth?
Well, yeah, but you know that all professions back their own unless there's like an ignorance or something like the guy just didn't like the kid or something like that. He just reacted very, very fast. I've seen this in the university level where a guy pushed the emergency and then the cops come and they're all heightened and they're all nervous. And, you know, they have to calm down. And also another problem is if a mental health worker would have been there, the kid probably wouldn't have been shot. You know, I mean, cops aren't trained to deal with mental health issues. And the kid was psychotic. I don't think he would have dared to attack the person. I mean, he showed a knife with the car that he stole, but he didn't use it against the individual.
Okay, John, thank you for that. We appreciate hearing from you. 860-522-9842. Mark Christopher's got a look at the roads. BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. What's happening, Mark?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, it's WTIC 860-522-9842. Ron in Meriden. Hello, Ron.
Hey, how you doing, Todd?
What's happening?
I'm calling regarding the acquittal of the state policeman involved in that shooting. You know,
yes,
we're
sir.
Really missing the point here. The one who should have been on trial is the state of Connecticut. This is just another instance of countless where a person who should have been incarcerated or institutionalized and is not. You know, you have last night in Rocky Hill, 43 vehicles broken into. And per police policy, they didn't pursue the offenders as they were leaving. No, I don't blame the police at all, because that's the current mindset we have in society. We're going to let these thugs roam loose to vandalize and steal, not do anything about it. But that's 43 people who had their days disrupted, 43 insurance claims that were put in, 43 police reports that had to be written. You know, Connecticut, a state flush with cash, all right, would rather put their money elsewhere than protecting their populace.
Yeah, so I think that's a really...
Police have to deal with these repeat offenders at risk.
And they're the, you know, they're the front lines of enforcing government policy, and the government sells them out by... failing to provide adequate policy support. It's a horrible situation.
And on top of that, they passed that police accountability law in 2020, and which caused a great number of veterans just to get up and leave. And there's going to be another wave coming soon. It's going to come to a crisis point. I don't know when these lawmakers are going to get their head out of you-know-where and get on the ball and do what's right. Because we're at a time when they have money to do something, and they choose to spend it elsewhere.
Ron, good to hear from you. Appreciate it. 860-522-9842.
Hey, Todd, it's the proud American patriot. Today's rant is about crooked Donald Trump. Now, if you listen to what he said about the bloodbath, clearly, no question about it, he is promising yet another political bloodbath, probably based on yet another lie. Now, the key phrase was about the auto industry, and that's, he said, and that's just the least of it, okay? Now, we know the proud champion of unions, Joe Biden, is never letting these Chinese cars be sold and built in this country. You already know that. That's a given if you're a union. But there's no doubt about it, the Trump apologists are out, and I've been hearing them apologize, twist, and spin things that Donald Trump says for 8 years. So, of course, they're trying to spin this, but there's no doubt Trump wants another bloodbath, clearly.
There's lots of doubts about virtually everything you say, and particularly about the Democrats being defenders of American jobs. I mean, millions of American jobs went overseas as a result of explicit policy from the left. So, come on, man. 860-522-9842. Rant at 860-751-4698. We'll take more phone calls, play more rants coming up on WTIC. First, though, a look at the ride home, BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. We've got a little Mark Christopher coming your way.
It's Todd Feinberg. It's Todd Feinberg. Monday through Friday, 3 till 6 on WTIC. News Talk 1080.
Oh, wow. It's WTIC. We're playing rants. We're taking phone calls. Mark in Manchester, hi.
Hey, Todd, how's it going?
So what's happening?
I hear you guys talking about interactions with police and stuff like that. And I know I already told you this story, but I want to retell it just so okay. Your listeners can hear how ridiculous this is. So I came home one day to my condo complex, and some guy was in one of my parking spaces, and he was, like, puffing nitrous oxide in one of my parking spaces. So when I pulled up, I politely asked the guy to leave. I said, hey, man, can you get out of my parking space? So he looks at me, and he loads up a balloon, and he huffs it in. So I politely asked again. I said, hey, can you please leave my parking space? Loads up another balloon or whatever he was huffing, sucks it in. So I'm like, all right, well, this guy is whacked out of his mind. So I call the police or 911. They come. They give him a sobriety test. They, you know, take all his balloons and his nitrous oxide things out of the car. And I go back in the house because I don't want the guy to see my face because the guy is obviously, like, a lunatic. So I go inside. The cops hand him back all his stuff and let him drive away. And so I come out of my house and I go, hey, you guys are just going to let this guy drive away? And then the cops try to bully me and they tell me that I need to learn about addiction because the guy has a serious addiction, and they let him drive away.
Yeah, that's I remember your story, and that's just incredible. But I guess that's, you know, that's what they're told to do.
And they told me that, what do you want us to do, arrest them? And I said, well, you know, this is private property. I pay condo fees here. They go, I don't see any private property signs around here.
It's a unfortunate situation. And you think that's pervasive, that kind of non-enforcement is happening across the board?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's being encouraged. I mean, look at the cities, Todd.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I just wanted to be clear about your position on it. Thank you, Mark, for telling that story again. Adam, East Hartford, hi.
Todd, regarding that Powerball, when I was going through a period of not sleeping and a period of depression, I had said to my four brothers, because I have four brothers that are still alive, and that if I won the big prize, I was going to just take $10 million and then give them the rest and say, here, spend it how you want.
Wait, how much would you keep for yourself?
Just $10 million out of several hundred.
If you won $1 billion and ended up with $350 million, say, in cash, you would take $10 million and give the rest to your brothers?
Yeah, why not?
Why would you want to be the poorest guy in the family?
That's a good joke, but no, they've
been generous. It's not a joke, it's a question.
Well, because they've been generous, they open their homes on Thanksgiving and stuff like that.
You could buy all the turkeys in the country with that money. Come on, man. 860-522-9842.
Hello, Todd. This is Everett from East Hartford. I don't think the American public understands how many rights we have already lost. You don't have the right to do your own free banking. You move more than $10,000 in or out of any of your accounts, the bank has to inform the government. In other words, the government assumes that you're guilty of some crime. They do not know what the crime is, but evidently, if you move more than $10,000, you are trying to defraud the government in some fashion or another. When it comes to your privacy, if you want to own a home, take out a business loan, they ask you all kinds of personal questions. Does it matter if somebody's, what color somebody's skin is? Only if you're racist. Does it matter what somebody's gender is? Only if you're concerned with being sexist. And that is exactly what the government has done. They have divided us. The phrase, "Hic plenus unum," taking many and making one. What the government doing now, especially with the Progressive Democrat Party, Mr. Murphy, is that you are separating people by their differences. It won't be long now before they'll go back to short people and picking on tall people for stealing all the hype from the short people and how unfair it is. When are we going to say enough is enough and actually stand up and defend our right to our own property, our money, and our children? Something to think about, people.
Who did that song, that Short People song? Was that Randy Newman? Don't want no short people around here. Remember that one? Randy Newman. What year was that? Little trivia. Can you tell me anything about that song? Short People. That was a clever song. talk about being able to have a hit song just because you thought of a good title. I'm looking it up now. But if anybody knows off the top of their head. All right, Short People, Randy Newman. What is the meaning of the song Short People? Newman intended the song to be a satire about prejudice broadly. The guy in that song is crazy. He was not to be believed. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if Randy Newman's the best one to tell us about that song, apparently. But the lyrics were good. Short people got no reason to live. They got little hands and little eyes. And they walk around telling great big lies. And they got little noses and tiny little teeth. They wear platform shoes on their nasty little feet. Well, I don't want no short people around here. What a moment of brilliance that was, huh? 860-522-9842.
I got some great news. Dick Blumenthal is trying to pass some legislation to protect dogs and cats. Maybe you could tell Dick Blumenthal to pass some legislation to protect the Americans from our southern border.
Or the people we care about most, the undocumented Americans that are in this country.
Come on, Dick. Do something for Connecticut.
Come on, man. Do something for Connecticut. Do something for the country if you're going to be in the U.S. Senate occupying that seat. It's a double whammy. You've got a guy in there who abuses the seat, and then you don't get to have a guy who actually does good with that influence and power. What a shame that is, huh? What a shame that is. All right, this was Donald Trump press conference today.
Let's listen.
It's all Biden-run things, meaning Biden and his thugs, because I don't know if he knows he's alive. And it's a shame. It's a shame what's happening to our country. This is election interference. They are doing things that have never been done in this country before. We've never had anything like it, certainly not at this level, but we've really had nothing like it that I've been able to find. It does happen a lot in third world countries, banana republics. If you look at what we just left, you have a case which they're dying to get this thing started. The judge cannot go faster. He wants to get it started so badly. And there's tremendous corruption. You have Pomerantz, Mark Pomerantz. He was Hillary Clinton's lawyer, Democrat National Committee's lawyer. He worked in Paul Weiss. He walked in and he took over the district attorney's office. Nobody's ever seen anything like that, to prosecute Trump. And then they wouldn't do what he wanted to do, and he goes out and he writes a book long before any decisions were made. He writes a book about it. And the book gets published, and everybody's reading his book. And the judge said, there's nothing wrong with that. And if you look at Bragg, Bragg had a fit over that. Bragg said, this trial is now dead. We can't do the trial. Well, that was one of the problems, and the judge should have allowed that to happen. And you had other instances, like Colangelo. Colangelo is a radical left from the DOJ who was put into the state working with Letitia James, and then was put into the district attorney's office to run the trial against Trump. And that was done by Biden and his thugs also, because they can't win an election because of the borders, because of energy prices, because of inflation, because of Afghanistan, the worst and most embarrassing day in the history of our country. He can't win because of Russia, because of all the problems, because of Ukraine being attacked by Russia. And he can't win because of the October 7th attack of Israel, which he should have never allowed to happen, would have never happened if I were president. Ukraine would have never been attacked if I was president. And you wouldn't have inflation if I was president. We didn't have inflation. So all of these things, so what they do is they do election interference, which is court cases, and let's try and tie him up, and let's take as much of his money as possible. I respect the appellate division for substantially reducing that ridiculous amount of money that was put on by a corrupt judge named Ngoron. He ought to be looked at, especially what he did with valuations. He's the one, he's a fraudulent valuator. where he values Mar-a-Lago at $18 million, and people say it's worth 50 to 100 times that much, the biggest experts in the business. So he ought to be looked at, and James ought to be looked at, because she tried to get him. She's like the puppet master of the judge. And, you know, our state, this state, is losing tremendous prestige. It's losing its companies. It's losing its people. They're fleeing, and violent crime is flourishing. And we can't have that. We can't have that. No city should have that. And it's happening in other cities, but not with the lawfare. The lawfare that they're doing is incredible. So they could have done this in the case of the trial that we just left, one of the many that are going. Every single one of them is run by Biden and his thugs. It's the only way they think they can get elected. And I think so far it's backfiring, because the people of this country understand it. It's backfiring. But they're being run, and they're running all of these different cases. So ridiculous, the cases. Every one of them is ridiculous. You take a look at any one of them, and you say any one of them, it wouldn't make any difference. This is all weaponization of DOJ and FBI. They raided my house in violation of a thing called the Fourth Amendment. Not allowed to do that. They raided my house in Florida, Mar-a-Lago.
So that's a piece of Trump's remarks today. Just thought you'd want to get the flavor of it as you make your way home. And in terms of court decisions, the trial in New York, the hush money case, the Stormy Daniels case, that's been moved to April 15th. It had been scheduled to start today, but the government did a late dump of evidence, and that caused a little bit of turmoil there. And then the more significant ruling was that the New York Appeals Court changed the bond amount from $464 million to $175 million. So he has a smaller amount of money to pay to guarantee that he will make good on whatever the judgment might be if an appeal is granted. I think that's how it works. 860-522-9842. Rant line number 860-751-4698. We have just a couple of minutes left. The show is winding down. And there is, well, it's just a, I have so much I want to say, but only a little bit of time. But there are proofs given out on a regular basis. There is proof given out on a regular basis by people in politics that they don't believe the things they want to believe. And I was thinking about this today and just wanted to leave you with a closing thought. Like, think of a subject like climate change, which they call an existential threat. Climate change is an existential threat, they like to say. But they don't behave like it's an existential threat. They don't, well, there are things, if you believed their theory of the case, that it's man's activities that is warming the planet. And in order to reverse it, we have to stop spewing carbon gases into the atmosphere. And how would you do that? Well, you would do that by creating clean electricity. And you could have clean electricity only one way, and that is by building nuclear power plants. They say it's an existential threat, but they won't do the one thing that would clean up the production of electricity in the country. Meanwhile, the electrical production keeps getting dirtier because they keep producing more of it as the economy grows and the population grows and demand for electricity grows and technology grows, which pushes it up as well. And now they want to add electric cars to it. Come on, man. They don't believe it's an existential threat, or they would make policy that was consistent with existential threat. That's just one example. I've got a ton of them. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.